Hi, this is Vance Sims, host of the Father Matters Show. Would you consider partnering with us? Father Matters is a nonprofit ministry that's listener-supported and relies on donations and grants. All funds raised go directly to Father Matters mentoring programs for families, which means that your donation will help important projects that service children and families. For more information about partnering with us, log on to fathermatters.org and click the Donate to Father Matters icon. Together, let's build stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families.
This is the Father Matters Show with your host, Vance Sims. Father Matters is committed to building stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And now, your host, Vance Sims.
Welcome to the Father Matters Show. I'm your host, Vance Sims. Thank you for joining us today on this Thanksgiving week. I know you are running around doing last minute shopping, and I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for taking a few moments to listen to the Father Matters Show with Vance Sims. And I think the reason why you are listening, because we have our special guest returning, Stu Burns from Bank of America. And today we're going to be talking about holidays and money. Every time I have you on the show, Stu, our radio ratings go through the roof because people really want to hear what they want to discuss. They want to talk about these money issues because we don't share this with each other. We see each other and say, how you doing? Everything's fine. And, you know, we invite each other to each other's barbecues and house parties and everything's manicured and look great. But we're really not sharing each other's hearts with the struggle of our finances. Right. And now that Thanksgiving is here, Christmas is right around the corner, people are panicking. People are you know, swiping the plastic. So before we even jump into this, I just want to just reach out to everyone again. Thank you for being a part of the show today. And again, I said this last couple of weeks, this is that time of the year where our giving goes really, really low with Father Matters, but the needs still continue to go up. So, excuse me, if you have not yet partnered with Father Matters, would you please consider becoming a Father Matters partner? The Father Matters Show is listener supported, and all Father Matters programs and services are free to the community because of your generous donations. For more information about donating to Father Matters, log on to fathermatters.org and click the Donate to Father Matters icon. Please take care of your church first. Take care of the places that you normally give, but we can really, really, really use your support. And airtime is not free, and we constantly get calls and emails from around the country that a show has touched someone's heart or you know, they really needed to hear that at that time. But we need your financial support to stay on the air and to continue on providing these shows. Stu Burns, you wrote an article, and it's on the Father Matters Facebook page. Let me read what you wrote. You said, we are quickly heading into the holiday and New Year's. And it's true that the older you get, the faster time seems to pass. So you want to be able to enjoy the months. This can also be a stressful time financially, and there are many who are not feeling the joy for different reasons during the holiday season. And you said in your article, Stu, let's look at the most common reasons creating financial stress and what we can do to combat them. Stu, what's the real reason for our holiday stress?
Yeah, absolutely. This is a big one. And this is something that, you know, with some proper planning that we can go ahead and reduce or eliminate. But one of the big reasons for financial stress, we can really kind of look at two things if we break it down. So one of the things is like the actual cost. We tend to go overboard sometimes. And I know a lot of us, you know, we're feeling it. We go into that store, the holiday music's playing. And so it's natural for us to want to, you know, maybe get a little overly jovial during this time of the year, spend a little bit more than we were planning and think that we can take care of it later. So it's not necessarily a bad thing, and wouldn't put anybody down for doing that because it's kind of a natural psychological thing. But we do got to be cognizant that that is one of the things happening. So it's no mistake that the toy stores you go out to, they're playing that music. Any store we walk into, from Macy's on down, you know, playing the holiday music is you know part of a whole marketing picture there. And then the second thing, you know, and I definitely want to get real, like you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
So if we don't have time on this program, maybe in a different program we'll be discussing it. But it's just that kind of our attitudes as well, and getting caught up into that affluenza, like you're saying.
And what do you mean it's our attitude? And can we add guilt to that? Because I hear a lot of people say, you know, I want to get things for my kids that I couldn't get for myself.
Yeah.
Unpack that. I want you to really unpack that, Stu, because this is a stressful time of the year. It's a very serious time of the year.
Yeah, I like where you're going with that, because you know, a lot of times if you throw that even on top of, you know, just the you know, our society putting a value on the things that we have and stuff like that. But like you're saying, you know, we're also dealing with a society where, you know, you have things like a high divorce rate and. Mm-hmm. And there are some times that you know, it's pretty common. And again, this isn't anything I would be judging anybody for feeling this way, because it's a natural response. But, you know, parents in that kind of situation, maybe just had a divorce or, you know, been divorced. The parents want to maybe compensate. So they're going to go out there and they're going to be spending a little bit more, thinking, you know, giving the kids either, you know, things to somewhat make up for it, if you will. And then that second one, like you said, a lot of parents, you know, naturally want to live kind of through their children, too. So it'd be something completely natural to want to provide, just in general, I think, for things that you thought you missed out on maybe growing up.
Yeah, and I love here, because you have some helpful tips. And we just, you know, we're going down your article here. It says, first thing to do is to plan out your budget.
Right. So this one, again, this will help with the, you know, the financial stress. But this is just getting back down to the, you know, the nuts and bolts of it, and getting into something that I think that we all should do. So when I say plan out your budget, this is something I think that's a little different. This is more like your holiday budget.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we could get into the you know, the main compass, if you will, for your financial life should be an overall budget that you should be doing monthly to keep you on track. And this is actually just, you know, for a specialized time of the year, that you should have, you know, a special budget that you're thinking about with the holidays. And that way you can plan for it, maybe be contributing to a special account through the year.
But what I love about this, you said figure out how much you can spend.
Mm-hmm.
Don't figure out what your family wants. Figure out what you can spend. A lot of people say, well, I want to get them this Lego set, but they really wanted this particular toy. But this particular toy is a $65 difference.
Right.
You know, it's unpack the importance of figuring out how much you can spend. Mm-hmm. If you only got $300 to spend for the year on seven people, that's all you have for the year.
Right. Yeah, and that's why it's important that you stay within that budget. Because, again, and we'll get into that with the whole, you know, maybe in the affluenza and talking about some of those different things. But, yeah, the point, like, and I hope we all take that to heart. You know, the reason for the season is Jesus. We're celebrating that.
Right.
And the material stuff is really secondary. And, you know, if you look at it, I think your family and friends are going to understand that, too. If you say $300 was the bottom line of what you could spend, you know, you shouldn't be expecting them to, you know, come in with things that are, you know, a lot more expensive, and you know, friends and family should be more in understanding. A lot of times, actually, even in our own family, we have a very extended family. So we may even just draw names and,
right,
you know, just
right.
to limit the number of presents that you have to get. And
instead of feeling like you need to give everyone something, from grandma to grandpa to nephews to nieces, like you said, draw names. Explain that a little bit about drawing names. What do you mean by that?
Yeah. So if you have a very large family, you know, a lot of families do the same thing, you know, where you may pick, go in there, put all the names in a hat, and then the name you pick, you'll be you know, responsible for maybe buying one present for that person. And then likewise, other people are going to be drawing the other name. So at least everyone gets that, you know, maybe the one present and, you know, and then try and keep it maybe around the same amount and things like that.
I like here when you say be realistic mm-hmm. and figure out how much you spent last year. Because some people are like, well, what does last year have to do with this year? What do you mean by that? Unpack that a little bit.
Yeah. So when we that first part we looked at is figure out how much you can spend. So you know that you have so much in your resources. But to make that realistic, too, you do want to take a look at maybe what you did the prior year. So just think about it and think about, you know, did you need to get presents for all those people, like to your point.
Are you still paying payments from last year's Christmas?
Yeah, exactly. And that's the part you want, you know, hopefully, you know, to eliminate that stress because, that, you know, again, we get a little overjoyed and it's very easy for us to want to do that, especially when you've got these things out there that, you know, all of a sudden are the magic money called credit cards, you know, and it's easy just to swipe that and, you know, as long as you have some open to buy, you know, you're getting that present ahead of time.
Right.
But people got to be thinking about that. What is a credit card? A credit card is simply, you know, a device for you to take a loan, you know, and from a banking standpoint, what we're doing is we're borrowing the money. When you make a savings account, when you have a deposit, that's where that money comes from to pay for that credit card purchase. And then you have to pay the bank back. So keeping it like, you know, very kind of high level terms, that's the way it works is, you know, that's simply taking out that short term loan.
And you got to pay interest on it.
Exactly.
So some of us are getting a credit card with 8, 12, 18% interest and just swiping that card. And now you done spent $2,200 in 2.5 days. And that same $2,200 can cost you, what, $4,000 by the time you pay it off? $3,000?
Yeah, you take minimum payments and stretch that out over like 5-10 years. You know, it's going to cost you much more than you would have ever projected for that same present.
And imagine paying interest on a Christmas from 2 years ago. And you're running into people, that shirt that you bought them, the sweater you bought them, the toys you bought your nephew and niece. Within weeks, those toys are in the toy box. That nice coat you got your aunt because you want to impress. She done threw it in the back of her closet. She done let her niece and grandchild and everybody else wear the thing. Yeah. Okay? And you're thinking, I'm still paying $30 a month on that coat, and I haven't seen her wear it one time.
Right, or you're talking about seeing that present that, you know, you gave the niece, nephew, that type of thing, and all of a sudden it's, you know, it's really in the yard sale, you know, that 6 months later, and it's being sold for like $2, and some of you paid $30 or $40 for.
It's happening. I like what you have here. You and Trista, your wife, you keep an Excel sheet mm-hmm. on all your expenses. Unpack that real quick before we go into a commercial break.
Yeah, actually, it's a real good device, and I would recommend everybody do it, whether you just put it down on paper or you use Excel or, you know, any kind of spreadsheet like that. But one of the good things that we do is my wife is taking a, you know, kind of an inventory. So as we buy things, even throughout the year, if it's a little early and we're planning ahead, she's seeing everything right there, how much we've spent, like, on each person. You know, and making sure that that's more or less sticking to the budget mm-hmm. that we've set out. But each little present, whether it's the stockings, so even filling all those little things going into stockings, you may have like a list of, you know, 5 things or 10 things or whatever we put into a stocking. But she's listed out the cost of each of that so that we
right.
know what it's all.
And so at the end of every month, you look at what you spent on everything from gas to groceries to entertainment.
Exactly. That's like our big that's our big budget. But this one even would be, we'd even have like a sub one for just for holiday budgets so that we know that how much we've spent for each person just for the holiday. And then that way, getting to that point, sticking to the amounts and things like that we more or less agree to. And then when we come back, we can talk about a little bit like the envelopes and stuff like that.
Yeah, I definitely want to do that because I shared with you that's what Raina and I, you know, we got the 5 kids at home. So birthday envelopes, Christmas envelopes, car repair envelopes. I definitely want to get into that because that's important. That's old school, but it's real. Okay. You're listening to The Father Matters Show with Vance Sims. And today's guest is Stu Burns from Bank of America. And today we're talking the holidays and money. We'll hear more from Stu after this. Father Matters proudly presents our supervised parenting center for fathers. The center is only for fathers and their children to provide supervised parenting and monitored exchanges. For more information, log on to fathermatters.org or call 602-774-3298. The purpose is to provide a protected setting for parent-child contact. Hours of operation, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. The Father Matters Supervised Parenting Center for Fathers. For more information, log on to fathermatters.org or call 602-774-3298. Welcome back to the Father Matters Show. Please forward this show out to family members and friends and church members to, because, again, we struggle with finances. We struggle with finances during the holidays, but we don't want to share. We don't want to talk about it. Share this show. Forward it out. If you're just tuning in, you can catch the top of the show at fathermatters.org. Also catch the Father Matters Show nationally every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time by logging on to blogtalkradio.com or catch our archive shows anytime worldwide at soundcloud.com. During the commercial break, Jeremy was in on this conversation. He was saying, like, you know, he gets the credit cards. Jeremy, share what you were sharing during that 40-second commercial break.
You guys were speaking my story, and I have, we always like to be real. Last year, opened up a credit card because I knew I had my nieces, my nephews, my wife, my mom, everything. And again, to this day, guess who's paying on that? And guess what's coming back around? It's Christmas again. And I did the same thing where you really were my nephew. He wanted the Jurassic Park, the $75 Lego set.
Yeah.
And again, you just have to tell yourself he is not going to be into that in, you're right, 2 weeks. And he's going to be just as happy with the $25 one.
There you go.
Just happy with whatever we get him.
And the thing is, Jurassic Park was really big last year. Just like Ninja Turtles was big this year. All my son wanted, 7 years old, everything Ninja Turtle. We got his room set up Ninja Turtle toys and all this. And now, you know, he's getting into basketball now. Now he won his room. I'm thinking, we just spent about $300 from bedspreads, posters, toys, but Ninja Turtle pajamas, slippers, lunchbox.
Every year it changes. This year I was like, okay, what is it? Nope, now all he wants is Star Wars. Star Wars this, Star Wars that, everything. Every year, every month it changes.
So what do you think about that, Stu? Because I chose to do that, and now this is the newest thing he wants.
Yeah, I'm all for Star Wars, so I like that. But no, I'm kidding. Like you're saying, some things are, you know, if you look at it like that, some things are like a fad. And we really do. We go out to that. That was, Therese and I, when we first got married, that was our same story because we really wanted to be there for our family. But at that time, you know, being a struggling college kid, just out of the military, not making that much money, we were paying for that through June, July, you know, of that next year just because we were trying to get everybody presents. And it really didn't make it, you know, so while we may have had that momentary fun of giving the present out.
Right.
You know, later on, it was, creating 6 months of not so much fun while we were doing that.
But see, your family members don't see that struggle. They don't see you're working overtime now in May because we went crazy in December.
Exactly.
They don't see that you're picking up hours. And then they want to know why when you go over to their home for a barbecue, why are you in the corner quiet? You're in the corner quiet because your nephew or your niece who wanted that $80 toy, half of it is in the backyard. The other half is in the dog house, and the other half is in their room. And then now you're like, I just spent, you know, $80, $90 just a few months ago. And then you start thinking, they don't appreciate anything. Mm-hmm. We get personal. Let's talk about this envelope system because my wife and I, we do this to this day. Share that a little bit.
Yeah, this is just a great way to allocate and make sure that you do, like we were talking about, stick to your amounts. And you can use this not only for your Christmas budget, but you can be using this on a daily basis for any of your budgets through the month, whether it's for your gas or, you know, what have you. But the thing is what you want to do is you put that amount. So whatever you agreed to, I'm going to spend for my mom, I'm going to put a limit on $50 or whatever. Mm-hmm. So you put that $50 into an envelope, you know, Christmas for mom. type of thing. And then, you know, once you spend, have gone through that $50, then that's all you have. So then you have to either make a choice of taking from somebody else's, or, you know, that you limit it there. But, you know, that's the goal, that you should be sticking to whatever money is in that envelope. And then once you're done with it, then that was your budget.
I like this in your article. You were, once the cash is gone, you are done. So not you are done with the cash, now reach for the credit card. Not you are done with this envelope, but tap into the car repair envelope. I mean, we are addicted to that. I mean, yeah. How serious is that saying this particular envelope is for this particular situation only?
Right. Yeah. And it is. I mean, the better you can stick with that, the better off you're going to be, because then, you know, you have a hard budget. You put some guidelines on it that hopefully put some restraints on yourself, too. Not want to like stretch it beyond that with credit cards or, like you're saying, hopefully not going to have to go into somebody else's budget or other parts. But, you know, with a realistic budget, that you're talking about monthly, sometimes you make some slight tweaks to it depending on if things change, like maybe, your insurance just went up a little bit. So each year some things change, but in general, like this kind of budget, I would want to stay fairly, you know, disciplined on sticking to the set amount.
Well, what I like is, you remember just last year when gas was $4 a gallon, and now we're doing good at like $2 and some change. My wife was basically still, she would literally put like an extra dollar or two. So if she wouldn't filled up the tank for $30, okay, today, she know that last year would have been more. So she would put that extra $15 away, because, or $10 or $12, just to say, it's almost like we're still spending that $4 on a gallon.
Yeah, that's excellent. Because if you can stay with that budget, and then you're doing that, then you're either creating that emergency budget that you want to have on hand, or what you're doing is you're going to be, you know, in investing terms, we call it, it's kind of like dollar cost averaging. But what will happen then is if you have that money, once gas goes back up to $3 or $4, now you have some built up too, so you don't necessarily experience the shock that you could, you know, figure that gas will go up and down a little bit. So if you have like a steady amount that you allocate each month, is a smart move.
Well, what I love about having you on the show, Stu, is like, you know, you give ideas, you know, but you also give ways of doing it. Like right here, you have two separate ways, two different ways of to start saving ahead of time. That's hard for us. So break down those two to start saving ahead of time.
Yeah, so this is one of the critical things that'll help, you know, take away some of that holiday stress. Mm-hmm. But if you start, we already talked about, you had to figure out about how much you want to spend, come up with a budget. It's got to be realistic on what you think you're going to spend, and then you got to stick to those amounts. So now we can look at, you know, what can we do to get there, and put those amounts and things like that, save for it or put those amounts aside so that we have it. So starting to save ahead of time, a couple ways you can do it is, one, open up a savings account, which is strictly your holiday savings account. So that's one thing that you can do, and you know any bank can help you do that. But you can, what you could do then is automatically transfer over, you know, when you get paid, maybe $10 a check or, you know, $20 a check, whatever you want to do that's going to go into this holiday account that you don't touch.
Right.
It's not your emergency money source and things like that. So it's meant to be set aside. It's not an investment. It's making sure that you save it on the side, and then hopefully you're also getting a little interest too, which is a good thing. So if you're doing that through the year and you're putting that money in, then hopefully the bank, if it's a savings account, you're getting at least as much interest as you can.
I like this one part. You said the earlier in the year you start saving, the less you will need to put in each month or check.
Exactly. And that's getting back to that, you know, more like averaging it out again, because it's, you know, if the earlier you save, whether it's retirement, you know, whether it's for this, the less amount you're going to put in each month. If you want to have $1 million in your retirement, if you started at 20 and started just putting 50, 75 a month, that's the way to start. So with your holiday budget, same thing. So you start like January 1st, you don't wait until, you know, July 31st, all of a sudden.
That's right.
And missing that, like, half that year. So if you start January 1st, you're going to be able to average it out. have a lot less maybe per check that you're going to be putting in there, and it'll make it a lot less stressful for you overall.
Well, I have a lot more to ask you, but I want to ask you right here. Will you come back next week to continue this? Because we got a lot more to do. Will you come back next week?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because this is
topic.
Yeah, this is very important, Stu, because this is the time of the year. You know, we celebrate and we're happy, but this is a time of high of depression. We got a lot of parents that's going through the struggles. I talked to a police sergeant just last week, and he said domestic violence goes up during the holiday season. We're going to talk a lot about this stuff. We want to do this next week. So, Stu, we're going to continue next week. So thank you for tuning into the Father Matters show. Send us your questions or comments to info@fathermatters.org. Thank you to my engineer, Jeremy Siegel. Could not do this show without you, my man. 2 years together going. We're going to do this 20 more years. See you next week at the same time, same place. Have a safe week. Thank you and God bless.